The microphone's a little old. It's a not a new mic, so I know I need to clip that off at the beginning there. 13 seconds. So the first 13 seconds needs to be cut the hell out. Right. Stay looking for my blue light. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're back. It's a little bit more on the same thing from what I just uploaded. All right. Like, I might just wait till fucking tomorrow morning to upload this one, just to give it a little space between the two. But, all right, so we just covered the one about the conservatives that are saying this Me Too is just going after black men. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix, you know, we live together, so she sees what I see, and I see some of what she sees. And, like, the one, but there was one guy, this was something I hadn't seen yet, mm-hmm. and it was one guy who said that the, where that white woman was in that grocery store and the boy turned around with his backpack and his backpack bumped her. Mm-hmm. He said that was a Me Too. He said the Me Too movement did that. Yeah.
The Me Too movement. Hold, just making sure I remember. This is the racist white woman who had a history of writing racial slurs in chalk outside her building, terrorized her neighbors, would randomly yell at people walking by and yell out her window at people passing around her building. So the woman who had the history of being loud, vocal, accusing people of things they didn't do, and a history of racism, only did this with this particular incident because of Me Too?
I think that she needs to run into some NWA when it comes down to it. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
All right, wine cellar. What up?
You're a dork. No more soundboard for you.
What are you shitting me? Wine cellar, man. It's wine cellar time.
No.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
I'll give you until I finish my cuppa. And I'm fucking thirsty.
All right, trigger to the motherfuck warning. Do you hears me?
This show is fucked up.
All right, say it again.
This show is fucked up.
All right, well, let's see. So there's Don Loco tuned into the joint, one person, I want to take a look at a couple of things before we get to the main thing. The main thing is
to keep the main thing the main thing.
The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And the only person who ever said that was my black high school teacher, Mrs. Keith.
Really?
Only person.
Hmm.
It was just her. She also said, so you know that you know that you know that you know. Only her. You don't like the facts.
But do you have the figures?
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
That's frick face. So, there's something going on over here. A man has been sentenced to 20 years in jail for the murder of a trans woman in London. Jesse McDonald and Naomi Hersey. So familiar names. We may have hit this story. but this is a recent update from this week. All right, so Jesse McDonald has been found guilty of murdering a transgender woman in London. McDonald, a 25-year-old individual, was sentenced to a minimum of 20 years in prison for killing Naomi Hersey, a 36-year-old individual. All right, now, the defendant, yeah, I remember covering this now, because they were talking about, oh, they had a sex and drugs binge, almost like some excuse it shit.
Oh,
excuse me, my bad. And the defendant reportedly spent 4 days with Hersey before stabbing her to death with a knife and a broken bottle at a hotel near Heathrow Airport. All right. McDonald had met the hospitality worker through the hookup website fabswingers.com. All right. And it says looking for excitement. And during the trial, the murderer said that that he contacted Hersey because because does the misgendering thing, says he was a complete idiot. Oh, no, he called himself a complete idiot.
Oh, well.
Really? So, hey, interacting with trans women makes you a complete idiot somehow. But welcome to the transphobia. Yeah. And the town bridge in Wiltshire resident, he called his 18-year-old girlfriend Natalia Darkowska to come help him dispose of Hersey's body. Yeah, I remember covering this story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so folks that know the wine cellar, we covered this one. Yes, he brought the girlfriend in and got her involved in a murder. And now that ass is going to fucking prison. But I'm pretty sure that was that was also Me Too, right? He was.
Yeah, it was Me Too did that, totally.
Yeah.
Did you cover the yoga studio?
No, the yoga studio shootio.
Yeah.
That's how casual we are about this. And you know, it's only making headlines because of the elections. You know, because that body count, that's not a McMurrican body count that gets headlines.
Well, I think that the incel thing is probably helping too.
That, and we haven't found any of his shit yet, no?
I have an article from BuzzFeed that has quotes from his stuff, but everything is taken down. SoundCloud and YouTube took down his channels.
I hate that shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, so basically just disappear all the evidence.
Right.
Fucking Christ.
And I think it's also good to keep it as a record to be like, you know, not only is this rhetoric harmful, but this is what this rhetoric looks like. So it's easier to identify, you know? I don't know how to say his name. Beerly? Beerly? I don't know.
No, yeah, I've never seen that name before.
I don't know. Scott Beerly killed two women at a Florida yoga studio Friday night. He had posted a series of misogynistic videos and songs online and appeared to identify as an involuntary celibate, which is an incel, which if you've been following The Wine Cellar, we did a whole fucking incel episode. It was awful. I mean, the show was good, but the topic was fucking awful.
Shite.
Yeah. Let's see. He had, videos where he railed against women, black people, and immigrants. Let me pick this up. He's 40 years old and was named as the shooter by Tallahassee police, opened fire inside the hot yoga studio, injuring four women, one man, and killing two women. Those killed were Dr. Nancy Van Vessem, age 61, and Maura Binkley, age 21. On a YouTube channel in 2014, Beerly filmed several videos of himself offering extremely racist and misogynistic opinions in which he called women sluts and whores, lamented the collective treachery of girls he went to high school with. There are whores. This is a direct quote, allegedly, from his video that we can't access. There are whores, not only in every city, not only in every town, but every village. Mm-hmm.
Villages.
He also said that women in interracial relationships had betrayed their blood. Mm-hmm. One video he had was called, quote, The Plight of the Adolescent Male, in which he named Elliot Roger as a hero for incels. I'd like to send a message now to the adolescent males that are in the position, the situation, the disposition of Elliot Roger of not getting any, no love, no nothing. This endless wasteland that breeds this longing and frustration. That was certainly me as an adolescent. These niggas.
So I kill people.
Yeah, well, that's going to make people like you. Another one of Beerly's 2014 videos was titled The Rebirth of My Misogynism. Is misogynism a word?
You take misogyny and you fucking add a suffix. It's just adding a suffix to a root word.
All right, misogynism it is. Yeah. All right. So The Rebirth of My Misogynism, and it was a video. Jesus fucking Christ. A video of him listing the names of women from eighth grade until he was in the army that caused his rebirth. Nigga, you mad about niggas from eighth grade? You're in your fucking mid-30s. What the fuck? And apparently he was in the military from 2008 to 2010, according to the Pentagon. He said women were capable of treachery and lying. He spoke aggressively about women giving him their phone number, even when they had a boyfriend, and how angry it made him. He also mentioned a girl who canceled a date on him and said, I could have ripped her head off. Unlike the YouTube videos, his songs on SoundCloud were all uploaded in the last few months. Shortly before Friday's shooting, Beerly uploaded one song called Fuck 'Em All with the lyrics, to hell with the boss that won't get off my back, to hell with the girl I can't get in the sack. Another song called Nobody's Type featured him lamenting that women didn't find him attractive. I'm no athletic shark. I'm not a physical specimen. I don't win trophies and medals. Nobody stands in awe of me.
I need to fucking join some incel groups and start getting these cats and downloading their shit before these punk-ass websites
delete
all the evidence.
In his song American Wigger,
Outstanding.
He's saying that he would, quote, blow off the head of a woman that he referred to using the C word. There was also a song called Locked in My Basement featuring a disturbing tale of Beerly holding a woman prisoner in his basement so he can rape her. He also had other songs entitled Who Let the Fags Out and Bring Your Fatwa.
Bring Your Fatwa?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Islam?
Yeah, that's like when they make a rule saying something isn't allowed anymore.
Yeah, like we're in, I think it was 2016, where it was literally a body-shaming fatwa. No more fat Muslims.
Yeah, no more fat Muslims. I remember that one. After this story was published, all videos have been removed from YouTube. A YouTube spokesperson told BuzzFeed the account only had 3 subscribers and 17 videos, and none had been previously flagged.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
There's no reason for that.
SoundCloud didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Beerly's political affiliations are not immediately clear, but he was critical of the Obama administration, and in one video said he resented having to subsidize as a taxpayer, quote, casual lives of slutty girls through the Affordable Care Act's contraception provisions. He also criticized, quote, the invasion of Central American children in the U.S., and said that migrants seeking asylum should be deported on barges. Uh-huh. Oh, he also made a punk song called Don't Shame Me, in which he sang about going into a girl's locker room and going on an ass-grabbing rampage of teenagers. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, he was also arrested once in 2012 and once in 2016 for grabbing women's butts without consent.
Okay. This guy's fucking on one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to retitle this one to include this story. I guess it's not really a small story. It's fucking relevant. Like, these guys are literally on the internet telling on themselves, and we should be trying to find their shit before this happens now.
Yes. In the 2016 incident, he told a woman laying on the pool that she had a nice butt. She said, thank you, and then he offered to put sunscreen on her butt. When she said, no, thank you, he then slapped her butt, grabbed it, and shook it.
What in the blue fuck? You know how probably scary that is?
Also, incidentally, prosecutors dropped charges in both butt-grabbing cases.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time.
Even the ugly ones.
Even the ugly ones. That is fucking rowdy.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of incels, did you hear their new theory?
No, what?
That really you can't have sex with any girl, even if they want to, because you're basically getting cucked. Because if she's ever, like, given another guy a blowjob or had sex with another guy, it's like she's cucking you on purpose because someone else's semen has been in some of her orifices.
Even if they used the condominium.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Sense makers making sense. These fucking guys. All right, let me take a look over here. One more in a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Nelson makes Arkansas history as the first black trans woman to speak at an annual reproductive justice rally.
Nice.
All right, and that's down in Arkansas. And that's where that fucking, I don't know if it's in the town or city of Little Rock, but that's where that motherfucker is, that cop that runs around taking propaganda pictures with black children. And he has a Facebook page and all that. He's a sick fuck. I don't like that motherfucker. I don't trust that nigga at all. And we got a comment already on the last one uploaded. This is a comment on the YouTubes. He says, at 33 minutes, you are so right about the Cosby Show. Whenever I see the Cosby Show on reruns or clips on the internet, what always stands out to me is how unbelievably corny the show was. The Cosby Show was scene after scene of Cosby interacting with those over-the-top sitcom kids. Every time I see any of it, I think of how contrived it is, and how one time I even thought, wow, this is the show lots of people adore so much. That's on the one that I did about the black conservatives.
Yes.
All right, now on to the one of the Hawa Boyce Votkins. Mm-hmm. And let's see if I can get a date on this. This is from October 5th. All right, so not too fucking long ago, just about a month. October 5th, 2018. And Boyce Watkins had on his friend Cloud Anderson to talk about racism in the Me Too and HBCUs and the Supreme Court.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Uh-huh. Doesn't Boyce Watkins fuck with Umar Johnson?
I don't know that much. Boyce, I don't know his content very well. Like, I watched him talk about the NWA movie, and I know that he had a episode with the wife school huckster, and of course he agrees with her, but yeah. I didn't watch it, I just know he agrees.
Most of the content I've seen from him is typical, like, conservative, traditional gender roles, you know, that's gonna save the black community, we need to get married and have respectable families, but a lot of his stuff seems to be, like, just, like, shitty, like, economic information, like, wealth-building shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that pro-capitalist shit, yeah.
It's tacky. All right, so they lean in. They just did a little commercial advertisement, and then let's roll in with them on this.
Back to this, so Dr. Anderson, you know, I want to ask you about this. Look, with this whole Me Too thing, I have concluded, you know, especially as I'm reading cases, Reverend Jesse Jackson's people hit me up, reached out to me the other day about a case of a young black man who had sex with, apparently he had sex with two white women. And the two white women claimed the next day that he raped them, even though they solicited the sex, they initiated everything. They said, well, because we were drunk, we couldn't officially consent to the sex. And so they took the young man off the football team, tried to kick him out of school. He's now on trial for his life. He might go to prison for many years. And there's videotaped evidence. His name is Quintez Cephas. Quintez Cephas. He's a.
Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah, I know that story.
I saw it a little bit, and I didn't pay much attention to it because that's not really my kind of story.
Yeah,
I don't cover that. Like, I cover, well, niggas that tune in the Wine Cellar know what the fuck we cover.
Yeah, like, I saw it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Did you have any thoughts on that story?
Like, I looked at that, and I was like, well, you wanted to be the black guy who fucks white girls, and there's, like, a lot of historical context around what happens when you want to be that guy. So,
hey, you're cool now, aren't you, Mr. Cool Man? All right, let me see here. And there's Fallon Loco, FallonKitty.com. Remember, folks can go and look up. if you go to Fallon Matthews' website, it'll link you to her Amazon, where you can cop some of that erotica.
Yes.
Get some books, nigga. All right. All right, Fallon Matthew, you're coming in just fresh. We're coming in on some Boyce Watkins and his friend Cloud Anderson.
Fallon, are you doing NaNoWriMo? Let me know.
All right.
but the thing is that there's video showing that after the incident, the young ladies were not drunk. They looked perfectly sober or close to it. They sent him text messages after the fact saying, you know, I can't wait to see you again. All kinds of stuff. But these...
He said they were walking around fine after the fact.
I haven't seen that video released. Where did he get this video from?
I don't know. And I wouldn't... He could be lying. I didn't look for it because not my story.
Right.
And Fallon Loco said yes.
Nice.
And Fallon Loco is cis woman. She's Canadian gazing. She's Canadian gazing you. Yep.
Canadian gazing. Does it involve maple syrup?
If you should so consent.
These white females are trying to still ruin this black man's life, and people still believe them. And so my conclusion, and this links back to what you were saying about, you know, our rights being trampled while other people's rights being elevated, white females in particular, I feel that some white females are...
Females.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to tell you what he feels. He feels that some white females are doing something here.
Quintez Cephas. He's, but the thing is that there's video showing that after the incident, the young ladies were not drunk. They looked perfectly sober or close to it. They mm-hmm. sent him text messages after the fact saying, you know, I can't wait to see you again. All kinds of stuff. But these white females are trying to still ruin this black man's life. and people still believe them. And so my conclusion, and this links back to what you were saying about, you know, our rights being trampled while other people's rights being elevated, white females in particular, I feel that some white females are really predators.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's always happening to me. Mm-hmm. All right. White females, cuz.
Yes.
They're lurking. They're in the fucking shadows. I walk down the street. They're fucking honking their horns. They're yelling. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm laying down at the beach. I'm trying to fucking, you know, I'm trying to further enhance my melanin. They walk up. They're like, hey there, Mr. Nubian Kang man. That's how white women talk. They say, you need some extra shea butter on your glutes? And I say, no, thank you, ma'am. And then they just, and then they grab my butt cheeks and they wiggle them and give them a little smacky-do. And then they run their fingernails through the stretch marks. That's what they do. White women run their fingernails through the stretch marks on my butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. Because fucking predators, man. Gotta watch out. Mm-hmm. Better not cry. Mm-hmm. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. White men, man, white women are holding me down. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look here.
For black men, that we got to the point where black men feel hunted. We've always been hunted, you know, lynched, everything else. But I feel...
Don't you feel... because this is a... you need not speak, Miss Freckled Woman, because this is a black man to white woman issue. I do indeed feel hunted. Like, and sometimes I see, like there'll be a yellow-headed white woman and a brown-headed white woman, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll be, like, arguing, putting signs up on a tree over, like, what season of Negro hunting it is, mm-hmm. where they're like, it's Hotep season, it's progressive season, it's Hotep season, it's progressive season, and I'm just hoping to holy hell they land on Hotep season, you know? Mm. I'm tired of the hunting, man. It's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I can't find a single video of these girls. It's just, everything is like, lawyers said, his lawyer said, the prosecutor said, her lawyer said.
If you were Boyce Watkins, you would know. Let me take a look. Can you check on your Facebooks and see what Fallon Matthew's saying in the archive chat space?
I can't, because I don't have the app.
Shit.
I feel like a black man. I feel like I'm hunted by these predators that want to, you know, pin false allegations on people. They know they got the court system working in their favor. They know that the black man does not get justice.
I know, just like with who's the doctor that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted?
Oh yes, Blasey Ford.
Yeah,
the
biggest court system's working in her fave.
Fallon said, "What is this? When jungle fever goes wrong?"
Ooh, maybe it went wrong when it was jungle fever.
So they take advantage of that. Can you kind of speak to that in terms of linking it back into the history of the courts and why we can't seem to get fairness and justice in this system where everybody's telling us that the system's going to do its job?
All right. So with that very long and, you know, that question was almost its own segment. Yeah. But that was Boyce Watkins setting it up. So now with that question, Clown Anderson is about to go the fuck in.
Did you just say Clown Anderson?
Cloud, my bad.
It sounded like you said clown. I was like, that's funny.
Fuck it, Clown Anderson. Clown Manderson. And like I said in a previous episode, these are conservatives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, projector's gonna project.
Right.
Conservatives are hyper-emotional, and this is how they build conspiracy theories. They're emotional, and they don't want to research. They just want to go with their hunch. All right. Yeah. So let's go ahead and I think they call it getting his feelings.
That's why I alluded to that a few minutes ago, because the black people never understood that white people in a protected class. You got two groups in America in protected class. That's the American Indians now. They went into a protected class in the late 1890s, and white women. And now in the Obama administration, we're trying to put gays and gender groups into a protected class.
Bam. Gays and gender groups.
The Native Americans are protected. Protected where, nigga? Where?
Where?
Yeah.
Not
at Standing Rock, we know.
I was about to say in the Dakotas. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're protected from each other. You see, because they segment them off away from each other so that they don't interact and form coalitions. They're protected from each other.
Oh, I know. They're protected from voting this year. I know that.
Yeah, they don't have time to do that shit. They got to go to work. Voting's on a work day. How are they going to make money if they don't go to work? Okay, excuse the white man for trying to help people make more money. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in all those groups in the protected class of blacks.
Uh-huh.
But the code of conduct and the code of etiquette that were put out in the 1870s said it is a death sentence for a black person to do anything that's offensive to a white woman or to be in contact with her or touch her. That's why you had the Tulsa riots, because a black man tripped and fell and brushed against a white woman on an elevator in Tulsa, in which is really Greenwood, Oklahoma. And then that's, and 600 blacks were murdered because of that and shot and lynched. And I told you a few minutes ago, white women are in a protected class. There's a code of etiquette that says do not touch and be near her.
All right. Remember, white women are in a protected class. You just asked Brock Turner.
Well, they're protected sometimes.
Fallon Matthews said, what code of etiquette?
It doesn't have to make sense, Fallon.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
These are two conservative men talking to each other. They know what they're talking about. All right?
And, yeah, okay.
One of the homie locals just tuned in. We're digging into Cloud Anderson and Boyce Watkins, and they're breaking down how hashtag MeToo is racist and targeting black men, mm-hmm. and how black men are being hunted.
Because there's so many black men that have been associated with MeToo. So many.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fucking the other guy and that one dude.
And Bill Cosby and the other guy.
Yeah, the one with the flat top, and there was the guy with the low fade and...
Shifty and Smoothie and...
And D-Money. You goddamn right.
That's why, as I said, but from 1880 up to 1900, over 2,800 black men were lynched. Were lynched for being in a close proximity to a white woman.
Now you are lying, sir.
It looks like he's sitting upright. He doesn't look like he's lying down.
Nigga.
Unless the camera's turned sideways or something. I think he's sitting upright.
Nigga.
Ma'am.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Yes, black men were lynched, but to put it that every black man who got lynched specifically for being in the proximity of a white woman is a little fucking ridiculous. Little fucking ridiculous. Like, nobody got lynched trying to vote.
No.
Nobody got lynched because drunk white men just fucking felt like killing somebody.
What?
What?
Drunk white men killing somebody?
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
No. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
These are your freckled lies.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to a white man's house when he wasn't home, or writing love letters to her, or reckless eyeballed him like Emma.
Yeah, you know all that black literacy.
Just going in 1900.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
Love letters at that. My dearest Becky.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
How my loins yearn for thee.
Which is that also, like, if this is true and all of these black men are being killed for looking at white women or fucking white women, why y'all still trying to fuck white women then?
No, see? That's where you got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The white women are hunting them. And you know, like, I mean, like, look at me. You know, one of those 5'2" ones, they'll take me down. I can't get away. There's no escape. You think Terry Crews can just fight off a white woman? He didn't. And
it was a white man, but yeah.
He's married to a white woman.
Oh, he got remarried?
Oh, wait. Is he with a black woman now?
He was with a black woman, but then they got divorced, and I didn't know he got remarried.
I saw pictures of him with a white woman. Some years ago, though, so don't quote me on
no,
that.
He got divorced, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and she was black.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, good. We sound like fundamentalists. yeah, man, that's the thing. So, there is no escape.
Right.
We're right. live broadcasting and plugging in chargers and shit. All right, let's go. They're still breaking the shit down.
Mateel and all of them. All of anything that's that is a cardinal sin. Mm-hmm. Because you see, white men put white women on a pedestal.
All right, now he's gonna.
Oh my God.
He's about to launch into the real caste system, and Lisa Loco just tuned in. Lisa Loco's a white woman, so she can confirm this.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I look forward to her confirmation of this. Chase.
Yeah, this caste system, this definitely exists.
Then he put himself down below there on an even level. Right?
All right. So white men put white women above themselves. You see what I'm saying? It gets better. It gets better.
Below her. But then he put all other women on that same level with him. All
right. So in the caste system, white women, white men, and then all other women are on the same level as white men. See what I'm talking about? It gets better. I'm going to stop interrupting. Let's let it flow. Let it flow.
So you got three levels. You got the white women at the top. You got the white man in the center with all women around him so he can have access to any woman. Then beneath that, on the third floor down in the basement, is a black man. And that's the nature of your social construct, is that the white woman at the top in the peak, the black man, a white man in the center having access to any woman, all women around him, and the black man in the basement with no women. And so out of that came this concept, what you all like to call castration. You ever heard that by the castration complex? What that means is that the white man put black man in the basement. And when he found out that somehow that black men were still making contact with white women at the top level, bypassing him, going over him, going up three floors and touching him, then he began to put out this mythology about the size of the man, mask, the black man's penis and all that stuff.
You see what I'm saying?
Wait, hold
basement
on.
Basement penis.
No, but wait. So his theory is that white men made up a rumor that black men have big dicks and that was going to keep white women away from them?
Yeah. What?
There's a lot that happened in the last, 2 minutes, and that... That part might actually be the most ridiculous.
That's not logical to you. That basically...
has a big penis. Stay away from him.
But also, it's true, because how is he has to lay on his back, and the penis breaks through the floors, boom, concrete penis. Come on, there were diamonds on it, so it could get through surfaces. That's the original tip drill.
Oh my God!
All right.
So jackhammer for real, huh?
Yeah, and if he's uncircumcised, he can, steal stuff on the way when it brings it back down when it gets flaccid. You know, he's got some items, so he can kind of make the basement a little fancy, you know? Furnish it.
Furnish the basement.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put some, because it's so big. You know how much stuff you can put in that foreskin? It's ridiculous. Sofas, Ford Model T.
Okay, I'm still, I can't believe that he thinks that black women and Asian women and Latino women are treated the same, and that we're treated the same as white men are treated. What? And that white men put white women above themselves?
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
That's okay.
Oh man, let me see. Did Fallon Matthews say, so black conservatives are convoluting psychoanalysis?
Yes.
Yep. And I've been listening to him do it for a while, heavily. Let me go ahead and bring that audio down.
I'm going to pull that one out of the soundboard. Or out of the...
Why, you hate... Oh, you hate Janet Jackson.
Don't be ridiculous. She was my first girl crush. No, but that one always comes in loud.
All right. I'm going to let it play a little bit more, but they're about to get off the segment.
That means that he must have a long, big organ to stretch from the basement all the way up to her. And that's where that's how psychological castration complex came from. It's consequently every time they lynched a black man.
You know what I like? He just said all that shit as if there's literature on that, newspapers. Where did you get... But you know where he got it from? It's his hunch. It's his emotional reaction to knowing, like, he knows that castration happened at lynchings. Mm-hmm. He knows that white women lied about black men. Mm-hmm. So his emotional reaction to seeing a, you know, like the 9-year-old boy or something like that.
Yeah.
His emotional reaction is to throw together this conspiracy theory.
Except, okay, but even then, if you think, like, it still doesn't even make sense from the perspective then. If white women are above black men, why are white women lying on black men?
That, and you should probably mind your business.
I'm just saying. Because if they don't have to fear repercussions from white men, it shouldn't matter who they're fucking, right? They shouldn't be lying about it. If they're above white men, allegedly.
And why, you said why are they lying on black men?
Yes.
Because that's how big that penis is. When it comes up through the floors and it's at the top floor, and you know, it's like a futon.
Like a futon?
Just yeah, again, back to the foreskin. She can kind of pull it over like
oh,
a blanket.
Oh, God.
She can just kind of lie on that black man, take a nap, you know, have a little vodka, relax. Good days, good days.
And they also castrated him, Dr. Watkins. That was the point of castrating him. And that, and because they did not want him to be in touch with the white woman. That's why I said they lynched 2,800. That's why Emmett Till got beaten and murdered. And that's why Bill Cosby now is going to go to jail. Because again, you violate a basic concept of going into a protected class, messing with white women. So, and unfortunately, ironically.
Okay.
It's not because Bill Cosby's a rapist, huh?
No. No, it's because Bill Cosby had a huge penis.
Yeah, no.
Ooh. Excuse me.
Salud.
I be sneezing right into the microphone. That probably fucks with somebody wearing headphones. That's a major pop.
Most of the blacks in our so-called overclass, well, the athletes and entertainers, they're all trying to reach the, still trying to reach the white woman. And that's what the, and that's the greatest fear that the white man has, and is that you would touch that, touch her. And that's why we had about 300 something race riots in the United States. All the race riots in the history of this nation up until 1960 was generated and conducted by whites. Not black folk. Black folk were never riding. It's up.
All right. Now, the way I talk shit on this podcast, people wouldn't expect this sentence to be coming. White men are humans, too. You want to know what a white man's biggest fear is? Getting set on fire. Drowning. You know, getting your limbs hacked off while you're still alive. Getting Khashoggied. Right? Or Jamal'd. I don't know. You pick one. You know, it's the same thing that you're afraid of. I'm afraid of getting set on fire. Are you?
That's a horrible way to die.
Seems a little scary. I'm afraid of breaking a bone. I've never broken a bone before. I don't know what the fuck that pain feels like.
It's horrible.
She's broken people have broken her bones. And fucking... Yeah, like that. That's just ridiculous. They try to make up the white man's greatest fear. Somebody touching a white woman. All right, then how come when you're trying to find a decent pornography video, you gotta swim through a sea of cuckold videos? What the fuck? White men don't just want to see it. They're fucking making a series that it's ridiculous.
It's its own topic. It's like its own, what's the word I'm looking for? It's its own tag.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, go ahead, test it out. Go to your favorite pornography website and just type in that word standalone with nothing else. You're not going to see Filipino and Samoan. You're going to see black and white. Mm-hmm. So shut the fuck up, Cloud.
And even if you just do like interracial.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like specifically cuck, yeah.
You're going to get black and white. You're not going to get fucking, you're not going to get Cambodian and, I don't know, fucking Hawaiian. Yeah, yeah, Cambodian and Hawaiian.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Okay.
Down the streets.
Okay.
Yeah. By myself. Ibby dooby. I was watching Kevin Hart's homophobic ass earlier today.
Oh.
Up until 1960s, almost 100% of all the race riots and revolts in this country came about as a direct instigation of white men. And in most of those, there was something doing with white women. So that's why if you talk about Rosewood, they talked about, again, killing black men.
All right, what about Ferguson?
What?
What about 1992 Los Angeles?
He said before 1960. We're not talking about current things, William.
All right, but this is the same white man. White men from 1960 are kind of still alive and shit. Have you heard of Donald Trump?
Shit.
Right? The Watts riot?
Yeah.
Something around, somebody tell me something. Or what about those Occupy joints where the police were breaking shit down? All right, the white, forget the white man. The white man is not a monolith. Another sentence people might not have expected from this podcast.
Yes.
The white man is not a monolith.
Mm-hmm.
The white capitalist, and I mean that word by definition, the white capitalist, their greatest fear is losing control of capital. And let's define capital. That's moving money. Moving money is capital. Standing money is wealth. You with it?
I'm with it.
All right. She's smarter than me, so she might be like, nah, nigga, it's this. Controlling the money that's in motion is capital, and that's why the practice is capitalism.
Yes.
And the person that practices it is a capitalist.
Yes.
All right, and that's the white capitalist's biggest fear, is the loss of control of capital.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's why they come down on shit. That's why they come down on unions. They come down on Occupy,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they don't like that BDS shit.
Yeah,
they want to control capital and keep it flowing, business as usual. They could give a blue fuck about a white woman fucking a black dude. They don't fucking care about that shit. That's what dipshit redneck Wraith is worried about.
Yeah.
And only on some level.
Right.
It's really just if it's his daughter or girlfriend or wife.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give a shit about Low Lane up the street. I just threw out Low Lane. That's
right.
We're doing that.
Okay, Low Lane.
And Fallon Loco left a gang of comments, and Phoenix and I both can't see worth a fuck. I'm going to lean in so I can see Fallon Matthews' comments. FallonKitty.com.
Yes.
Fallon Matthews said, doobie-doop, skip, bop, flibbity-doo. Said, this is what the castration complex is, .. Black conservative psychoanalysis. And said, oh, it said it's horrible, and there is a emoji that I can't see well enough to identify. And yeah, I have on my glasses, but this is the thing about glaucoma, your shit continues to deteriorate. All right.
Because of white women. Or you go to Wilmington, North Carolina. Or you're talking about Tulsa or Greenwood. It's always over white women.
See, and white women, like, is just the thing they say. Tulsa was going to come down anyway because them niggas had too much money.
Right. Like, that's like so disingenuous. When they come in and break down a whole neighborhood, it's because the neighborhood is doing well and they don't like that. Like, niggers can't have nice things. That's what that's about. Because if it was just that one nigga who allegedly groped or whatever, a white, they would have, like, fucked up him and his family. Maybe a couple neighbors. But it wasn't about the white woman. It was about, what, they had more they had fucking millionaires in fucking Tulsa. They had a fucking they had their own fucking airport. Okay? Like,
or think about something that, and, you know, the people our age and up will probably notice this more, you know, and we're going back to the white capitalist's biggest fear.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you hear about a black rapper starting their own label and doing their own distribution? You hear about that shit anymore?
Nope.
I always heard that in the 90s. Rappers were always starting their own labels.
Yep.
And then putting on, and then giving other black people jobs, A&Rs, mm-hmm. other artists, producers, engineers, giving black people jobs,
yeah.
security jobs, roadies, you know, tour bus driver. There's a lot of jobs with all those rappers that started their own record labels.
Yep.
And had their own publishing and had 10 points on their publishing. Read about it. Do you hear about that shit now? Well, let's see what happened. Going into 2002 on up to like 2006 and 7, there was some shit called the Hip Hop Police, and they would follow rappers around, be waiting for them at airports to fuck with them, break them down,
mm-hmm.
and then look at all the corny rap coming out, and rappers going,
and
yeah.
it all sounds the same. They commodified yeah. it, commercialized it, monetized it,
and niggas ain't making their own labels anymore.
Yep.
They're staying with parent companies. Like, that's not like, I remember when it was just like, it was just a headline. Did anyone know that Master P is worth $300 million? or like even if you're not that, you're just well off,
right?
Like in the 90s, Brother Lynch was just well off. He's a middle class guy. They're upper middle class guys.
Yeah.
They're comfortable now and they're putting their homies on and their family, and now they're putting their kids in the private schools. Mm-hmm. And the white capitalist was losing control of capitalism in that particular sect.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give a fuck about a couple of white women dancing in the video. That didn't matter. Couple of white groupies, you know, filleting an individual after a concert. They didn't give a shit about that. They cared about the money.
Yep.
All right. I'll let it play a little bit more.
So Cosby then violated, and all these athletes right now and entertained, they're getting by because they're marrying white women and dating white women. They're in a protected class, even though right now, and white women's want to...
Wait, they're getting by because they married white women?
Yes.
So if you marry them, you're okay. Because you don't have sex when you're married.
You don't have sex when you're
married. That's right. That's how they have not kids.
No, because that's why sex workers have jobs, because nobody who's married has sex.
These
with
their are the spouse. Facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said with their spouse.
Ah, with their spouse. Yes.
They don't have sex with your spouse when you're married. That's ridiculous.
Nah, nobody does that.
No.
That's why Brother Lynch and Zig Zag had about 2 or 3 kids.
No, they didn't.
No, she made those herself.
She did.
And then she just put them in light skin blackface.
Yes.
And she just never takes the makeup off.
Ever.
That's what happens.
It's actually a tattoo.
Light skin body tattoo.
Yes.
Somebody's going to try to make that now.
And this Supreme Court thing, this Me Too thing, is a challenge to white men saying, we want to be with you. Even though white women right now have about 47% of all the jobs. White women right now made up about almost 51% of the feminist population. They got about 67% of all the graduates coming out of college, university graduates and degrees. They got about 87% of the nation's wealth in terms of stock. They got the biggest mortgage companies in the United States.
Did you know that about white women?
What?
Yeah. White women came up, nigga.
So they have 47% of jobs. So white people are what, like 70% of the population-ish?
Yeah.
So half of that, roughly, women. So 35% of the population. And then you exclude everybody who's too young to work and everybody who's too old to work and stay-at-home moms. So 25% of the population has 47% of the jobs in the country.
They work more than one job.
Every white woman works 3 jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that In Living Color skit was wrong. It should have been white women, huh?
Because they have their job, wife, and mother. 3 jobs. What? You try Ross Cloth, the white woman got many job. I can't do it. I have
too many job. Enough 5 job.
This nigga's full of shit.
And people take this shit seriously.
Yep. Dead serious. Nigga, we got like 70 views. This one right here has 19,000 views.
Damn.
And I am 2 of them.
And consequently, they call it the glass ceiling. They want to be totally equal to the black man.
Did you know that's what the glass ceiling is?
Wait, equal to black men? What the fuck? I thought black men were in the basement. What the fuck happened?
When you get through the glass ceiling, you go to the basement. Nigga.
What the fuck is happening?
It's fun listening to conservative stuff.
And
that's like an old joke, right? Like, how do you beat a conservative in a debate? Let him keep talking. He will argue against himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just going off the hunt and just riffing. And look at Boyce. He's sitting there, brow furrowed, like, it's good shit. He's saying some good stuff. If you folks want to find this yourself and view the video and have yourself a laugh, you know, make a drink, get some chips. If you like cigarettes or Black and Milds, have those and have a laugh. It's Boyce Watkins' channel on the YouTube is called Your Black World. And this video is Racism in Hashtag Me Too, HBCUs, The Supreme Court. And you can have a good time too. Let's let him ride this one out.
That's what the Me Too movement is about. But if they were genuine concerned about black women, why didn't they go out over 360 years of slavery and another 100 years of Jim Crow semi-slavery and call it an us movement? and us movement by saying we're going to go out in the fields and be with those black women.
Wait.
And let us be.
What?
Black women are equal to white men in the middle. Now,
yeah.
What the fuck is happening? What happened to the house?
The basement got put on the roof.
What?
So she's got to get through the glass ceiling to get up there now.
So are black women in the basement again with white men? That doesn't sound like a good situation to be in.
If the basement's on the roof, there's nothing but the foundation down there now. See? Black women are the foundation.
Oh.
Cloud is a black feminist. He just did a big roundabout way to say that black women are the foundation of the House of America.
Or he just supports bottom bitch theory.
I like that. I like that. Just by the word theory being at the end of it automatically makes me want to... theory.
Let me tell you about the theory. Bottom bitch.
Let me get the right. Good cognac. It's theory time.
Jesus. Mistreated where every black woman was being raped during slavery. And a white man had a marbis for say, as any
we
white man...
We were being raped because we were on the same floor with the white men!
That's right. There were no black woman field slaves. None.
None. No. No.
Fact-based fact. No.
Should initiate his entry into sex by getting into bed or conquering sexually a black woman by the time he was 14 years of age. And almost every black woman and every black girl was raped and robbed or indulged in sex by a white man by the time she got 14 or 15.
All right, now he just leaned back in his chair. So now Boyce Watkins is an educated man. I think he's maybe at the PhD level, for all I know. And he's going to say, what the fuck were you just talking about? Here we go.
Well, everybody, I want you guys to know, I'm talking to Dr. Claude Anderson from the Harvest Institute. He's the author of Powernomics, Black Labor, White Wealth, and the Black History Reader. Dr. Anderson was actually at the most recent all-black national convention.
All right. Refuted everything. Powerful refutation, if I don't say so, meself. Powerful refutation. Take it back to Fallon Matthew in the archive chat space. Said, skibby flippy dibby doo. Said, I think that's what Suge Knight did. I remember hearing this before. Aren't black women the ones with the most degrees, according to the stats?
Yes.
And he said, it's like Insidious. The key demon locks you in the basement and makes you unlock a door to the ceiling. There's...
Yes.
It gets interestinger.
Oh, man.
Fun times are fun.
Ugh.
All right, and I am going to have to upload the podcast audio in the morning anyway because there's an audio frack up. I'm going to have to fucking replace the microphone sooner than I want to.
Oh.
Right? Okay. I don't want fucking... But you know what? The $80 is going to come out of the Wine Cellar Media Fund.
Yes.
Thank you for hitting up. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. What up?
Are we not?
Oh, you thug life in it?
I thought we were doing the Farrakhan thing.
Farrakhan. What is happening there? Is it more of the you need to denouncify him?
Yes. Which is fucking weird because Maggie Haberman on the New York Times, I guess, even though she wrote this for the New York Daily News, so whatever. Says Farrakhan's words matter too. It's about time the left universally denounces anti-Semitism. Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Why?
And you know they're doing that bullshit. They're doing big umbrella left.
But that's the thing. He's not even like big umbrella left. He's a fucking conservative. That's like the left needs to renounce David Duke's anti-Semitism. He's not our guy. Why the fuck are we renouncing the guy that's not our guy? What the fuck?
And you ever notice that? That fucking, at this, ever since, I forgot the date. I'm just going to say April 14th, and mm-hmm. That's probably totally wrong. Since April 14th, 2015, the actual left, niggas like us, the Democrats, they go at us more than they go at Republicans now.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they... like, that's a big thing that got me bored with Benjamin Dixon. I used to listen to his program regularly. Mm-hmm. And but just every single episode, it's like, okay, I got to punch left now. And it's just like, you're punching down, Mr. Top Hat. At this point, you put your top hat in the ground and you're standing on it. You're punching down.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, what's going on here?
Yeah, so she's writing stuff like, you know, some of his quotes, which are fucking anti-Semitic. You know, he said, I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm anti-termites. He, you know, was just saying all kinds of, like, just ridiculous anti-Semitic shit. And she's like, the left needs to, you know, denounce this. The left, and there's, like, and then, of course, you know, mentions the recent synagogue shooting and, you know, and, what did she say? We need to critique anti-black racism with life-threatening anti-Semitism. Okay. All right. I mean, it's just like, and then she goes on, and a lot of her beef is actually with the Women's March. And they're like, well, they let him speak, and they haven't denounced him. And it's like, but the Women's March isn't left shit either. Because a lot of actual fucking leftists during the Women's March were like, we feel left out. We feel like we're being left behind. We feel like, you know, women of color aren't being represented. We feel like disability rights are not being adequately represented. We're sex workers. We're some of the biggest people critiquing the Women's March for being having exclusionary politics towards sex workers. So it's like, you're saying the left needs to denounce the guy who's not actually fucking left. The guy supports Trump. He's a Trump supporter. Do you randomly tell black people, because you know this is aimed at black people, because that's who she actually is, you know, fucking dog whistling about. But it's like, do you fucking tell black people that we need to denounce Alex Jones? Alex Jones has has Farrakhan on his show. Nigga, he's not a fucking leftist at all. He's the one who's, you know, doing all the shit about, you know, women have to dress modestly, right? He's very fucking homophobic. He has been a problem to the black community because of his misogyny, because of his homophobia, because of his transphobia. And you're over here telling us we need to denounce a guy who's actively hurting us. Yeah, he's been fucking denounced. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing right now.
Yeah, well, me, I'm on the opposite end. I will not denounce him.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't have to denounce somebody that I don't fuck with anyway. That's right. Like going up to me when I was 14 years old and saying, you need to denounce these Bloods.
Okay.
I'm flagged up, cuz. Like, what more denouncement do you need? You know, so, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not denouncing shit. And also, nigga, I'm going to... And this is why I'll never be on the CNN. I'll never be on MSNBC. They wouldn't even bring me on Fox News to go against me as a leftist, because I'll talk shit about Democrats with them.
Right. Nigga.
Like, they won't... I can't come on anything. I can't come on outlets like Bob Seska's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the fuck that is that he fucks with. I forgot their name. But, you know, the fucking... The pompous left. Yeah. Sam Cedar shit. I can't come on that. Jimmy Dore would probably let me on.
He probably would.
You know, but a lot of niggas, I can't get on their shit, because if you ask me if Israel has a right to exist, I'm going to say no. If you say why, I'm going to say because it's the same white supremacist apartheid state that you fuckers started up over here in the 1500s. Next question.
Yes. And, yeah, and then, so here's a thing that, because something else that's irritating me too about this is like, oh, the anti-Semitism, I'm like, so can we talk about the way he treats the black community, though? Can we do that? Because, once again, white people are being centered.
No.
I don't like it. So this is something that William wrote.
I wrote.
2 years ago.
Ah, shit.
And put on Reading in the Shade.
On the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks. Check it out. And says, look, I almost feel bad for being the killjoy today, but I gotta say this. Farrakhan spent a lot of time trying to slut-shame Beyonce. He talked about how she and women at large need to cover up. He went so far as to say all black women and girls are at a higher risk of being sexually assaulted because men can't control their sex drives. He said men see women dressed in a sexy way and these men can't help but become sexual predators, preying on any and all black women and girls. So now if Farrakhan truly believes men can't control their lust, if he truly believes men seeing women dance in a sexy way puts black girls in danger of sexual assault, why in the blue hell is he allowing Nation of Islam to run security at a Beyonce concert? The woman dresses sexy, twerks, and sings about sex. We know this. Farrakhan himself has demanded Beyonce's husband make his wife cover up. By Farrakhan's own logic, isn't the Nation of Islam at this concert going to cause a rape epidemic among black girls and women? Why is Farrakhan doing this? Either Farrakhan is a damn liar who knows women's clothing does not make men rape, or he's going to indirectly promote the sexual assault of dozens, if not hundreds, of innocent black women and girls. So which is it? Is controlling women's clothing merely a way to control and shame women and sexual assault victims? Or is Nation of Islam really going to promote a concert that's going to cause women to be raped? So, yeah, we don't need to denounce him. We've made our stance clear. This nigga ain't our nigga. This nigga never was our nigga. And, oh, by the way, people are low from Nation of Islam are low-key threatening Talib Kweli because he said that Farrakhan was an anti-Semite.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, make threats. That's good PR for you.
Right.
Make threats against Talib Kweli, the just-to-get-by dude.
That guy.
Oh, yeah, go at him. The nigga that made the greatest gospel song ever. Like, right. Go ahead.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, like, I'm just very frustrated watching, you know, centrists and whatnot from white women be like, you know, this is a problem. His anti-Semitism is like, his homophobia is a fucking problem. His fucking misogyny is a problem. And he is a problem, but he's not the left's problem. The left didn't make this problem.
Hold on, nigga. No. That black nigga, his anti-Semitism actually is not a problem at all.
No, it's not, actually.
White men with guns. You may have seen the news recently.
Yes.
Their anti-Semitism is a problem.
Yes.
How about you denounce white Christians? Because those tend to be the anti-Semites that actually murder people.
Yep. And that I made a thread about that, too, and noted that. And I also noted that, like, the Women's March, I think I said, what did I say? I had a funny little line I put in somewhere about the Women's March, and now I can't find it. But I think I said something like a lot of leftists saw the Women's March as an opportunity for privileged white women to have a play date. Like, basically.
Jesus Christ.
That's what rude. The fuck it was.
That's inconsiderate.
The march was seen as a liberal play date for a bunch of privileged white women who love cops. Yeah. but no, so it's just like, and that's the other thing too, is this is vilifying black people, making black people seem scary, making black people seem particularly bigoted or uneducated because of anti-Semitism, but it's like, white people are fucking you up. You should be worried more about the Nazis than Farrakhan, no matter how gross Farrakhan may be. And it's just interesting that the focus is now on black people, or in particular black Muslims, being anti-Semitic, when the people with the guns are still going to go out and start killing Jews. But, you know, you got your clickbait piece.
And quite literally killing Jews that survived the, you know, that whole thing.
That whole thing.
Yeah. Like, what, 97 years old, I think one of the motherfuckers was?
Yeah, but that one wasn't actually in the Holocaust.
Okay.
They lied.
Oh.
Someone lied.
Y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
See? God damn it. Fuck you, buddy.
She's from New York her whole life, but yeah. The age is the same.
I said fuck you to a dead guy, but, you know, everyone's living. Oh, no, you know what? Because they were dead, so someone else lied.
Yeah, someone else lied and said that they were a Holocaust survivor. But no, she was from New York her whole life.
Uh-huh. So they were just propagandifying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because the age was the right age.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, so it's just like, fucking denounce Farrakhan, okay? Fucking denounce white supremacy. Fucking denounce capitalism.
Yeah.
Fucking denounce white terrorists.
Yeah, denounce Chuck Schumer. You know, fucking denounce Nancy Pelosi. You know, fucking denounce the Hill dog.
Yeah.
Do it. Don't denounce the Hill and the Bill.
Yes.
Denounce Barry. Denounce cops.
Denounce our drone strike program.
Denounce Guantanamo Bay. Don't tell me to denounce shit. All right? And I don't even, like, you're literally, because, like, I'm not a contrarian rhetorically.
Right.
But behaviorally, kinda.
Yes.
Like, don't make me go find Farrakhan and sip a mimosa with him. He probably doesn't drink.
He probably does.
Like, but don't make me take pictures with Farrakhan and make those my profile pictures on everything with no commentary at all. Just the, and then when someone says, "Well, I have a picture with Farrakhan, he's problematic." No, I don't. Where do you see a picture with Farrakhan? Right there. We're commenting under it. Right where, you weirdo? Go fuck yourself.
Oh,
you
no.
know, like, don't make me try to do that. I don't think I'll ever get near Farrakhan.
Probably not. Especially if you ever heard our content. Holy shit.
Yeah, hell, the most recent episode right now, in this moment.
Hi, Farrakhan.
How'd it do? I'm not afraid of Fred. He doesn't look like a tough guy.
No.
He doesn't look very blue collar.
No. But yeah, so just fucking this whole denounce Farrakhan. Nigga, fucking denounce white supremacy, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Let me check out, I think Fallon Loco had to... Yeah, oh yeah, Fallon Loco put G2G... So that's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallon Loco said, I need to turn in and wake up early. Good night, and I appreciate you black-ass motherfuckers. Good that's night. What she said.
That's not what Fallon's. Fallon does not talk like that.
These are the fact-based
facts. I have heard Fallon talk. Fallon does not talk like that.
Right. And it's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And that ends the Facebook Live video.
Yes.
And notice this CyberLink UCam application that we're doing the YouTube video on.
Yes.
This fucking lets us record for more than an hour.
Nice.
So that, and this is the free version. I don't even have like an upgraded one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's funky fresh. All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and get the heck out of here. I'm going to hit stop. Boom. On the video, and the podcast audio is still going, but we're not going to do the same thing we did last time. We're just going on for like 30 more minutes. We're actually going to stop the podcast audio. Have a good one.